We're talking with Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service on Little Bay to Knock. And Mark, we kind of covered the ice conditions and how you don't recommend folks at all taking vehicles out there anymore, just ATVs, so to speak, and even not going south of Escanaba at all because of the danger. But let's switch over now and talk about what everybody wants to know, the nuts and bolts about the fishing. Has there been one type of fishing that you would like to talk about more than another, like, for instance, the walleye?
Well, the walleye are definitely starting to pick up a little bit. More and more probably are moving their way into the head of the bay to spawn. Some of them have got some bait fish in them yet. I just had a couple go back to Monaco, Wisconsin. Yeah, it's really, really nice walleyes, and I had them call me after they cleaned them to see what was in the fish. And, of course, they had some sucker minnow-like minnows in them, which I'm assuming are shad or realize. But that might be slowing down somewhat, because the bite's definitely starting to pick up a little bit. We're starting to get a few more northern, a few more walleye. Urchin seems to be okay, so it's about that time of year. The end of season always seems to manage to pick up a little bit for us.
Yeah, and that's good news. So folks can come down and fish up on the safer parts of the bay, so to speak, and have a chance at a couple really nice fish then.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like I said, the big females now are the ones that are moving in to do their spawning, and you'll start seeing more and more of those being caught.
Well, can you recommend a couple spots for walleye and maybe one for perch?
Sure, I would definitely, like you said, you want to work center reef, third reef, the sides, the edges of it, second reef even, along the east bank a little bit, off of Vagabond, all good walleye territory.
And what would you recommend for bait for the walleye? Still sucker minnows?
Well, there's a lot of guys running tip-ups with sucker minnows that are doing really well with those, and then getting your Rapalas and your spoons tipped with some minnows seem to be working.
All right, well, let's talk about the perch here real quick. Where are they finding most of the consistent perch fishing?
Well, again, the guys out in the deeper water seem to be doing the best in that 30-foot area, running spikes and wigglers and stuff on Haley chains, that sort of thing, anything with a dropper on it.
Is it still predominantly a wiggler bite then?
Well, they move into those muddy areas because that's where the wigglers basically hatch from, and they're in there feeding on those wigglers on the bottom, so wigglers seem to be working the best.
Mark, anything else you want us to know, or do you have any openings where folks can still go fishing with you?
Actually, no, this year I'm full, and it's kind of crazy because when you think you're not going to be full, you are full. So I've got a group of guys up here today from Janesville, Wisconsin, that will be going out later on this afternoon through the rest of the weekend.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that means Mark is doing this out of the kindness of his heart, because you can't even handle any more business right now is what you're saying.
No, you said you get kind of limited sometimes. There's only so much you can do for people.
Well, I hope that they get into some fish with you this weekend, and I appreciate you updating us for all the folks that might be traveling your way.
Not a problem. Anytime, Adam. Appreciate your call, and looking forward to talking to you again.
Mark Peloza from Hog Heaven Guide Service on Little Bay to Knock, giving us the good insight and ice conditions as well. So thank you again. We'll catch you again soon.
You bet. You take care.
This is The Outdoor Show.